Good afternoons with Mike Schickman. Very happy to introduce Peggy Caruso, a certified executive and personal development coach. She is an NLP master practitioner, an advanced hypnotherapist, also highly successful eight-time entrepreneur with more than 22 years of experience helping parents understand their children's subconscious and conscious minds and how each one affects their behavior. We welcome Peggy Caruso to Late Afternoons. Our phone lines are open if you have a question for Peggy at 433-WSVA, 540-433-9782. Peggy Caruso, welcome to Late Afternoons. Great to have you on our program.
Well, thank you. I'm excited, and I want to thank you for the opportunity.
Well, looking forward to this. I have to ask you, I had no idea what NLP stands for.
It's Neuro-Linguistics Programming, and it's tools and techniques that we use to understand behavioral patterns and change behavioral patterns of people.
Now, Peggy just has written a book called Revolutionize Your Child's Life. I seem to remember back in those Middle Ages when I was a child, life seemed a lot simpler than it is today. I am very glad I am not a child today.
I agree.
I mean, it is rough. It is rough out there.
It is.
Because there are lots of people putting their own expectations on children. And the number one thing today seems to be children's own self-image and making sure they feel good about themselves. I don't know if we felt as good about ourselves, but when we accomplished something, we knew it was a real accomplishment.
Absolutely. I think you have to understand the developmental stages of a child's mind to understand what's going on within them.
Has it changed, though, over the years? Bobby Knight, who was a great basketball coach, though an interesting character, once said in the 25, 30 years he was coaching, it wasn't the kids who've changed, it's the parents who have changed. There's some truth in that.
I agree. There is a lot of truth to that, but I think there's a lot more saboteurs in today's society than there was then, you know, with technology, social media, you know, that type of thing.
Explain what the saboteurs can do.
Well, that's part of what I teach in my book. I get the parents to understand, you know, preventative measures, but they have to first understand what level their child is at. So I talk a lot about the, like I said, the developmental stages. From 0 to 7, there's the imprint period. From 7 to 14, there's the modeling. And 14 to 21, there's the socialization. And then I teach them to understand how the mind works. You know, you have a conscious mind, which is your reasoning, and you have the ability to accept or reject any thought. But once you do, it goes into the subconscious mind, and it accepts whatever's impressed on it, good or bad, positive or negative. And that's what produces your actions.
Do we really use our subconscious as much? Is it become part of the conscious eventually?
We do not use our mind. We're only using 3%. And so everything, you know, that's what the parents need to understand, is to impress these things upon the child. When you were talking about the different saboteurs and how, you know, parenting has changed, I think a lot of the things I see in coaching is that parents want to make a difference and don't want their children to have to endure the things that were detrimental to them as a child. But you really need to teach them responsibility. So my book is not just touch on negatives. It teaches how to understand the children, and then how to proceed in a positive way. So I teach a lot of success principles.
Peggy Caruso, our guest, her latest book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, A Simple Guide to Health, Wealth, and Welfare of Your Child. Our phone lines are open if you have a question at 433-9782, 540-433-9782. You know, we talk about parents, we talk about children trying to understand themselves. I don't know if parents have a lot of ideas these days on what makes their kids tick. A lot of that is parents trying to be their child's friend instead of being a parent. Some of that is the helicopter parents that seem more and more evident. And the other seems, as you were talking about earlier, all of the additional, whether you call them saboteurs or just things that can impression children, such as the internet and social media, and there are lots of negative influences out there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have the issues of divorce, which is on the rise, and so you have step-parenting that plays into that. Parents that are just separated, a lot of financial burden comes from that because they go from a two-family to a one-family income. I mean, the kids are depressed. A lot of kids are cutting themselves. You have internet issues. So there's a lot of things that factor into it.
So what can we do?
Well, we have to understand the child first and then, turn things around, get their minds thinking in a different way. I really believe that, because the children that I have in here, like I said, cutting is a huge issue right now. And I get kids off of depression medication, ADD, ADHD. But then I turn them into, goal setting and discovering their skill sets and their talents and teaching them how to mastermind and, become a kidpreneur. Those are all things that go hand in hand to turn them toward the positive.
With all of the negative influences, though, how do you turn it to the positive?
Well, there's multiple ways. You teach the child about persistence, which eliminates the procrastination, enhances motivation, helps with good friendships. I teach a lot about gratitude because negative influences need a positive intervention. It places them in a positive energy flow, and it teaches them the importance of small things like smiling, helps them develop wonderful acts of kindness. I teach a lot about intuition and visualization, and so I think it's a combination of things. But the first step is to recognize it.
Peggy, I have often seen, and I see it more and more, where kids aren't even talking to one another. They're all in their individual texting mode. There are parents who allow their children to text at the dinner table or instead of communicating. This can't be good for the children.
Oh, absolutely not. And I reinforce that. Social media plays a major role in the lack of communication. So I teach them how to mastermind. It's getting together with a group of children. And, I do this as an adult. And masterminding has been around since Napoleon Hill. And, it's adults that are brainstorming and helping overcome obstacles and utilizing resources. But you can do that with children. Get them to get a bunch of kids together and take turns at a house. And, it enhances communication. It reinforces interpersonal relations. It holds accountability issues and problem-solving skills. So it teaches them how to communicate. I see the detriment of the cutting comes from them internalizing on their emotions, and it's because they don't know how to communicate.
Is it to get the maximum response from authority figures, or is it something satisfying, the cutting?
Well, like I said, they internalize on their emotions. They don't know how to release them. And with anything in life, no matter how positive of a person you are, you have to be able to release your emotions, and then you can move on in a positive manner. But these children don't know how, so they keep them inside, and then they take it out on themselves, their anger issues, their sadness. They start cutting themselves.
It's frightening. Peggy Caruso is our guest. Revolutionize Your Child's Life, A Simple Guide to Health, Wealth, and Welfare of Your Child. It is available at all the bookstores, but you have a website, I am sure.
I do. It's www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com. My book will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, all the major online stores, and it will be released on Monday, August 4th.
Well, good luck with the book, and thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Peggy Caruso, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, A Simple Guide to Health, Wealth, and Welfare of Your Child.